Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, what's going on, folks? It is time for the Lost Zane Recordings free view. That's F-R-E-E. It always, in my ears, it sounds like preview. But anyway, I do this with my jaw locked. It's happened again. I think I yawned and all of a sudden I heard crack and something went wonky. So it sucks right now. I'm extremely agitated. I'll get over it. Hot compress on the face, massaging my cheek until it makes a weirdo noise that would make all of you puke. Anyway, the free view of the Lost Zane recording now. This was Halloween 2016. I start the show reviewing this god-awful Halloween party that our crazy-ass boss, cross-dressing idiot, decided to force everyone to go to at the Bob, which is a local nightclub, or was. It just went belly up. I was so pissed off that I had to go to this thing. I still am pissed off that I had to go to this thing. I like to be in bed at 8:30. Yeah, let's go to this stupid Halloween party. So a lot of what you're hearing me talk about on this is through gritted teeth. If I say anything nice about anybody at the radio station, I'm lying. The full show is available on my Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this, and I'll talk to you later.
And good morning. Happy Halloween. It's the Eric Zane Show. Welcome in. It's Halloween, baby. Halloween, baby. Nice to have you here. Weather, it's 37 outside right now. Today, not bad, man. See lots of sun in West Michigan. High up around 58. Should be good for the trick-or-treaters. Tomorrow, pretty warm, like 70, with a good chance of rain. Like I said, right now, 37 outside. As we get started on another week, show number 140 has begun from the First Community Bank building at the corner of Ionia and Monroe Center in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. A lot of fun things to get to today. A lot of stuff to talk about. First segment, kind of like, where do we begin? Julius, welcome in. How are you, buddy?
Good. How's it going?
The talented Jessica is here. Jessica, how are you? Good morning. Good to see you. Man, I don't know where to begin. Do you want to talk Halloween party at the Bob, or do you want to talk about our sports weekend? Your choice. We can talk about both, but which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's go with the Halloween party.
Okay. So we're at the Bob for the Cumulus Halloween party. We teamed up with the Bob, and on each floor, man, there's a lot of people there. They were just pouring in as we, you know, left. Because that's when the old people leave, man. But a lot of our staff were there hanging out, floor to floor.
Were there?
Well, did you know that? Well, there was, Rob Brandt, Lori Bennett, Charlie, and his better half, who you told to go bleep himself more than once.
That's right.
But the dynamic between you two, it's like two brothers that hate each other. And Charlie there, and who else? I was there.
Yeah, there weren't that many people there from work.
Gravy was there, I think. I didn't see Gravy.
No, he was 100% there.
Okay. Rachel was there. Jackie Green was there.
And we were all at Rachel's before the party.
Okay. Well, about what time did you get started?
5:30-ish.
Okay.
I think we might have gotten there around 6.
I learned that Julius turns into a different person when he's a little warmed up.
Well, see, I took offense to that tweet you sent out. I was not bombed, quote unquote. I was drunk. Bombed is something completely different in my book. Bombed is me telling everyone what I think about them. I was drunk. I was having a good time.
You remember when I told you that you told Charlie to go bleep himself? That was you were telling him what you felt about him.
Oh, no. I like Charlie.
I know. So, I'm sorry.
If I have to go somewhere I didn't really want to go in the first place, I'm going to have a good time.
I'm not faulting you. I think it was great. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that you had a good time.
Everyone was sitting there like it was their first Halloween party at their parents and making sure they don't wake them up. Come on, guys, let's go.
You did awesome. I thought it was awesome that you were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, I take it back then. I didn't realize there was such a big difference between bombed and drunk.
Bombed is sitting there like with your hands, or your face in your hands, going like, you know what I really think about you?
Okay. All right. Well, I take it back.
Great music. I was like, you know, let's go.
Julius was not bombed. He was drunk. But there were a lot of things that were happening that made me think, wow, add alcohol, instant party with this guy.
Yeah.
I walked up. He was dancing.
That's right.
He was dancing. And I went, wait a minute. This is unbelievable. And everybody was buzzing. Like, look at Julius. He's dancing. Now, when I say dancing, it was one particular move.
Oh, yeah. I have one move.
He kind of half bends over, and then he moves his arms like he's running a little bit. And then typically he tries to hunt out Laura, his better half. And then once he gets next to her, he turns around so he's not facing her and actually starts to almost grind his ass on her.
Well, I thought people wanted to dance.
No.
Why would we be by the dance floor if no one's dancing?
Dude, it was awesome.
If we wanted to have a good conversation at a Halloween party.
It told me two things. You wanted to dance and you were horny. That's what the assumption was. So, and I knew it was really, really starting to get excellent when the band started playing. I don't know who they were. They were three young ladies and a dude.
I think it was a cover band, right?
They played a lot of covers, but they played some originals, too. And, at first I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this. And then I said, they're not so bad. Okay, they're pretty good.
So you weren't even drinking. You kind of had the same effect, like, this band sucks.
Yeah, I know.
More and more, hey,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah. And then they like started us. All right, we're going to play a new one.
Oh, God.
And Julius leans over and he goes, Chocolate Rain! Play Chocolate Rain! And there was no one around. And she just looks at you like, oh, yeah, okay. Thanks. Chocolate Rain! I want to hear Chocolate Rain! I was like, this is great.
I do remember that.
That was funny.
Well, no, because they were playing November Rain, right?
I'm not sure.
No, see, not that drunk, because they were playing November Rain. And I was like, I want to hear Chocolate Rain. But they did not play Chocolate Rain.
No. They didn't. They just, all they played was whatever their song was and gave you a funny look. And then Rob Brandt, who was dressed as kind of like
He was a doctor. He was Dr. Brandt.
Dr. Brandt, okay.
See, look at that.
Tied his hair back. In a neat little pony, and he sat there, drank his beer, looked at his phone, and just loved the band. I go, hey, man, I like this. I like them. I like their own material, though. I don't like it when they do covers. He goes, I love them. I love every bit about them. And so yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're on LAV right now. So he was just completely into them. And everybody was kind of doing their thing. So, yeah. A lot of really good costumes, man.
Meh.
Yeah? Okay. No? You didn't think so?
Yeah, they were okay.
The guy in the Buzz Lightyear had a good costume.
That one was good. I voted for that one.
Yeah. He was...
Mostly because he was standing by the table, and he's like, you should vote for me. And I was like...
Oh, he lobbied.
Yeah, he must have been.
Lobbied for
he's
a...
Like, hey, you guys should vote for me, because I was down there... I don't know what I was doing, but I was down there with Rachel Gray's husband, Aaron.
Yeah, nice guy.
And
he was dressed as like a bunny.
He was a big bunny from Christmas Story.
Right.
And
you can really see not his camel toe, his moose knuckle.
Oh, my God.
It was really pulling up.
There's a picture that Rachel needs to show you of Gravy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that picture.
No.
Moose knuckle.
Gravy had a moose knuckle, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what did he go as?
He was Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Okay.
It was so embarrassing. I have a picture of him with Rachel's dog. It's a funny picture. But regardless, so yeah, the big Buzz Lightyear guy was standing there by the table. He's like, hey, you guys should vote for me. And we were both pretty drunk. We were like, all right, let's go vote for him. And we just voted for him. That was a really good costume.
Then was what turned out to be late in the night for you. I got my hands on a $50 gift card.
Thank you for that. I do remember that, too.
I was like, well, I got two of them. I go, I got to get one of these to Julius pronto. He's been drinking out of his own pocket. He needs some relief quickly. So I rushed upstairs. I go, hey, man, you can go drink more. Here you go. Okay, thanks. Thanks. And you weren't slurring. But
yeah,
you were slow and just
methodical.
You were just dipsy. It was like, whoa.
Just feeling the music.
And then I went to go, okay, we're upstairs, and I'm standing there. I'm sitting there with Laura and my wife. And did Laura take a couple Ambien before it all got started? Because
well, you guys all were like on Ambien or something. Everyone was just sitting there quietly, like a bunch of old people at a party. I was like, come on.
Yeah, you were fine, but she was talking to Diana, and I didn't understand one word she was saying. The only thing I understood was when she said, can you go find Julius? So I went downstairs, and you were on the first floor. I forget the name of that place on the first floor, right when you walk in the back entrance.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, what are you doing? And you go, just trying to find my way to the second floor. And I'm like, what, did you forget the way? So,
well, I ended up walking through, I don't know how, I was outside, and then I walked through, like, the square dancing.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? I don't remember walking through here.
Hey,
I couldn't find the stairway.
You really couldn't find it.
Well, I ended up being able to find it eventually. Like, I'd already located it by the time you got to me.
There was a woman there who I thought, did you see the woman who appeared to be nude?
No.
Who had the body paint all on her?
No. What the heck?
Unless it was a form, it was really weird because she had that type of paint that glows in the dark with a black light on it, and everybody was taking pictures of her.
No, I missed that one.
I think she did the deal where she paints her body, all of her parts, and it appeared somewhat that she was wearing clothes, but I don't know if she was.
No, I completely missed that one. Was I the only one who didn't see that?
It was like a green deal on it. I don't know what the hell she was.
Was it green or was it blue?
Jessica?
Yep.
Was she nude?
She won second place.
She really did? Mm-hmm. I didn't see you there.
Yeah.
What time did you get in?
About 8:30.
Oh. That's around the time
Yeah, we were there.
We got in.
Yeah. I ran into Charlie. He's the only one I ran into. I guess I passed by Gravy like 8 times looking for you guys and didn't know that he was Clifford. And I walked by the Clifford like a bunch. But
you probably heard on Clifford. And figured out, there he is. All right.
He was sweating. That was a hot costume.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Jeez.
Here's the picture. I'll just show it to you right now. Gravy with a dog.
Oh, it's wow. That's actually a really good costume. I like that costume.
The dog, Rachel's dog, Allie, a great dog, tried humping Gravy when he walked in the door.
I believe that.
They were like very animalistic. The instincts came through.
So all in all, a good time. Our boss was dressed as Elvira. Lori Bennett, she's our new operations manager. She went in the Elvira costume. Our big boss, Cartwright, was there.
I saw him.
He was not dressed.
He wasn't?
No. Unless if he took it off. He just went as a GM?
Yeah, he went as a GM.
Now, Julius, you said you went as a happy Michigan fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Michigan hat.
Michigan hat on.
I was dressed as a monk. Actually, it was a friar. Terrible costume.
We even had a free trade with the costume room. And I went there the first time, like we talked about on Friday, didn't find a damn costume. I said, all right, Party City, pick one off the rack. That was that.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
So, yeah, you said you were a happy Michigan fan. Michigan wins that game. Could you say convincingly? I mean, was there anything wrong with that game?
Not really. I mean, it's a rivalry game. I didn't really think it was going to be a big blowout necessarily.
Yeah.
Blowouts don't really happen in big games like that, even when one team's really bad, one team's really good. Michigan's kept it close to Ohio State for years, not last year. But
did you see when the game started, that first drive when the Spartans had the ball and marched on the field in like 6-7 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Smashed their faces in?
I was like, damn. Really?
That was good.
It was good.
It was really good. A lot of people were buzzing at Celebration Cinema about that.
I wasn't that worried, but I was like, what the heck is going on here?
When I saw Michigan answer, right away, I said, the game is over. There is no chance in hell, as they're just getting into their game. If they respond that strongly,
yeah,
there's no chance in hell for
Michigan State. Had a really good drive, but then Michigan's was better. It's like they one-upped them.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was a little bit less nervous. And then the game went on, and you were like, okay, yeah. But Michigan State kept it close. What are you going to do? And they scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. They made a nice little comeback. But they were never going to win that game.
Late one in garbage at that point. With 1 second left.
But, so when the score's a lot closer than it seems.
Yeah. When do they do the first computer deal to get into the
game? Tuesday. Okay. Tuesday's the first.
It'll be the four that we see now. It'll be Alabama, Michigan, Washington, and Clemson, correct? More than likely?
Yeah, in some order. I think it's probably going to be Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, Washington.
They base it on because strength of schedule. Like Clemson, did they play a stronger team?
Slightly, yeah. They do have a stronger. I mean, Michigan's schedule ends up looking a lot better with Penn State being what they are. And then UCF is even pretty good. And Colorado's better than expected. So Michigan's schedule is underratedly good now, but originally it was not looking that way. So people still say that Michigan hasn't really played anybody, but looking back, they're like, yeah, they kind of have played some teams. They're playing, they put together a nice little schedule, as it turns out.
The Lions sucked a poor performance on the road.
That was good, though. I was happy.
But what stands out?
What stands out is the coaching still doesn't know what they're doing.
The biggest decision or the biggest story going was how the Lions are a touchdown down.
Hey, guys, third quarter, let's have an onside kick.
And
come on. I know it wasn't the third.
Yeah, quarter. I know, but still, there was plenty of time left to kick it deep. And because they had like more than 2.5 minutes.
I thought it was just under three.
Yeah, I believe
with three
it was.
Three timeouts.
And they went for the onside kick. Now, if you miss that onside kick, the game's over.
Yeah. Well, the game's not even technically over at that point. You can still kind of stop them, but it makes it a lot easier for them.
Yeah, oh, my God. So everybody was losing their minds over that one. The Lions lose on the road. Next game is where and when?
At Minnesota. That'll be fun.
Oh, God.
Houston's defense isn't that... I mean, it's good, but it's not that great. Minnesota is that much better, so you're going to get pounded.
We'll see.
And
we'll
like see. I said, still 7-9 Lions.
Meanwhile, and finally for this break, the Red Wings are starting to
show who they are.
They're playing very poorly now, and yesterday at home was one of the worst games I've seen.
It was 5-1.
I think did it go 5-1 in the final? I thought it was 5-2.
It ended up being 5-2, but it was 5-1 heading into the third. You're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Bad, bad, bad. Florida's good.
Did you see Ott Spear Chara?
Yeah, he got
on the night before.
Fine for that deal.
Yeah. $2,222.22. Apparently, that's the highest it can go for that. I don't know where they got that number from, but they wanted a nice round number.
What the hell did he Spear Chara for? Just being Ott? Ott being Ott?
Just Ott things. Just doing Ott things. I don't know.
Ott oddities.
That's a good one. Ott oddities.
Anytime he touches the puck. Anytime he does anything. All right. In the next segment, we got a couple things I want to get to. One of the things in particular is it's basically stopping down and explaining explaining Doan. Because a lot of people have asked a lot of questions for a while as to what's going on. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but it is. It is a big deal. And we'll tell you what's going on with that coming up in the next segment. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
The Eric Zane Show in the mornings and the huge show in the afternoons right here on 107.3 WBBL. You know the drill. If anybody asks who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
Well, we're pretty stoked because Mr. Excitement Merle will be in a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour to say hi.
Is he in today?
Supposed to be. I talked to Merle on Friday.
Oh, did he say why he couldn't come in?
No. He's like, if I had to tell you that, I'd have to kill you. But I actually went to Al and Bob Friday in the evening. Tell you about that, too.
and to pick up some licorice. Alan Bob's, longtime sponsor of mornings on WBBL for the 8 million morning shows we've had in here. And no exception here, with the Big Buck Photo Contest happening right now. If you harvest a buck, take a picture of it, post it to Alan Bob's Facebook page or at alanbobs.com. That's ALANBOBS.com. Post it. Could be you being the winner. $20 gift certificate. One for the adults, one for the youths for your picture that you upload. Just take you a second. Make it a nice picture. They don't want it in the back of like a picture truck. That's a pickup truck. They don't want it gutted, hanging. They want it, you know, you see them laid on the floor of the forest with what you used. Tell them where you're from, who you are. And they'll award those gift certificates at the end of the contest, which is November 27th. They will award two grand prize winners, one for the adults, one for the kids. You get a $250 Alan Bob shopping spree and an Ameristep Element ground blind all for you. That's Alan Bob's Facebook page. Thanks again to our friends at Alan Bob's. Well, here we are, and once again, there is, and let's see now, this is 7 months, nearly, the show has been on the air, and we have another personnel change. Hard to believe, but this has happened again. And the long and the short of it is, Tyler Doan is no longer on the morning show. And you're probably like, what the hell happened? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. It's really simple. We had, for the longest time, about 2-3 weeks, had said, okay, hey, man, we've got a lot going on off the air. We want you to focus on that. And people asked about it. They said, where's Tyler? I haven't heard Tyler. I was like, well, we're at a point where there is so much going on behind the scenes that it takes, he's in and out, and it's like, I don't want him to jump in when we're not, and he's not paying attention to conversation, suddenly just ask him a point of view, and then he's left. He doesn't know where we are in the conversation. I assume that he is, but he's not. And then he might just feel the need to, rather than just saying, I don't know what you're talking about, he would feel the need to jump in. And then it was always weird. And I said, okay, enough. I go, let's just worry about that. And he had brought it up later. He goes, well, when can I get back on the air? I go, well, as soon as we get to a point where you've got a routine and a habit where you've got it all like a finely tuned machine, then we'll take that next step. We're kind of like backing down a little bit. And he was like, oh, okay. And so time would pass, and it was very strange because it was a shock when Friday Tyler came walking into the studio and he was, hey, I just want to let you know, I put in my 2-week notice. I go, you did? You were sitting right here. We were like, what? And I go, oh, okay. And I didn't really want to ask why, but he kind of said, well, I've got a couple things cooking. Which tell me he's working on another job. And so, it indicated to me that he would be at the radio station for a couple more weeks during the transition, but he wouldn't be getting up in the morning anymore. Lucky for him. So I was like, okay. We shook hands. Of course, he said, I love you. And then later in the day, he said, I want you to know that I love you. Typical to Tyler, the sweet soul that he is. And I go, I love you too, Tyler. And then my curiosity got the best of me. I go, what do you have planned? What radio company are you going to? Because I knew he was up to something. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to, I mean, that's not, you know, I'm not the one that go, oh, well, you I hate you because you're going to go work for somebody else. But apparently he does have a couple things that he's working on in radio. And I think he felt, and I might be speaking out of school here, that he might have felt that he was in a spot where he didn't want to be ultimately.
Right.
Behind the scenes, you know, doing the podcast, answering phones. I think he wanted to be more actively involved. And I'm like, well, then if that's where you feel you need to be, I'm thinking to myself, then you go out there and you do it. Now, he's very young and very green. But, you know, Tyler's got a lot of ambition and a lot of drive. And I think if anybody can pull it off, it can be him. I said to him when he started, I go, Tyler, you're going to be a star, but you got to be patient. Please be patient. And he might have lost his patience. That's what I'm thinking. So hopefully he'll check in over the time as best he can, maybe to say hello. It's super sweet guy. We love Tyler dearly.
So that's how that went. He dropped in on Friday and said, I'm putting him a 2-week notice. Like, okay. So I don't even know if was this one of those, I'm putting in my 2-week notices, but then ultimately it came down to, all right, no, I want you to leave now, or what?
I think so, yeah.
Which that happens all the time at any place of business. But he offered it as he should, and I don't know where it went from there. But Tyler will be missed. There's no question. So we have an opening, and I know that that process is occurring, and people are going to be sending in material left and right. But yeah, that job is open. So Jessica is spread very thin today. Of course, she's doing new jobs. When you come in out of left field out of the bullpen and just step in like that, how is that? Does it take long to get reacclimated? Because you've done it a few times with us.
No, it doesn't take that long.
Piece of cake, huh?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy.
So now let me ask you this. Is the day end for you, and then you go and work with Jack and Ed up through his show?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anything else that you have to do, too? Because I know you people usually have 2-3 jobs.
Yeah, I also work for WGVU, so then I'll go over there till 6.
Okay, now is WGVU the 95.3?
Or is it's a local PBS station.
What do you know even what that 95.3 station is?
Well, I mean, yes, but that's the radio side of it. I work for WGVU-TV.
Okay. All right. So nothing to do with 95.3.
You're really interested in 95.3.
I am, yeah. Because of Tyrone.
Tyrone doesn't work for 95.3, though.
No.
Well, he's on 95.3, and he references it all the time.
I think it's like one of those syndicated shows. I don't think he's...
I got to get this guy's autograph.
I don't think Tyrone is sitting in the Grand Rapids studio doing that. I think they have liners that he cuts and stuff, but mm-hmm. I don't think he is doing that. I think his voice can be heard all across like NPR type stations.
Have you explained this to me once before? Maybe?
Not yet, but I thought you understood it.
No, I didn't. You'd think a guy who actually had a syndicated network may have had an idea.
Yeah, may have had an idea how that works. But no, he's all over the place. Tyrone's not there's not some dude in Grand Rapids named Tyrone.
Man.
Like, I'm 99% sure his show does not originate from Grand Rapids.
Well, then I'm pissed.
I think he might be from, like, Pontiac.
Why did you say that weird?
Oh, no, that's Pontiac, Illinois. Well, it's one of the sister stations or sister companies is Pontiac, Illinois, 88.3.
Halloween is here. It's time to play Ghostbusters on pumpkins. Okay, now, the rhythm you hear... Those are pumpkins.
Those are. But the music is not.
He's playing.
So that's a little bit overrated.
He's playing this. Now, those?
That's pumpkins.
Those plucks? He's got rubber bands on a pumpkin. I couldn't stop watching it. Finally, a better use for pumpkins than jack-o'-lanterns, right?
Oh, definitely.
Would you rather play drums than you would carve out a pumpkin?
This guy's pretty talented because it's like he cuts it up and then puts a certain amount of water into it, like one of those glasses.
To get his tone.
Yeah.
And then he just starts hitting on the thing and he's off and running. Back with a rejoin for the Eric Zane Show. You're listening to the only guy who got fired for 3 jobs with 1 dumb joke. The Eric's Tyrone in the morning. In the next segment, a failed Northern Michigan home invasion. This guy was up to no good, and it went poorly. We'll give you the details next.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Get the full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.